Flying Doctor Service has been committed to improving the health of Australia's remote and rural communities for over 86 years. Last year, our emergency rescue and essential healthcare services touched the lives of more than 280,000 Australians. That's one person every 2 minutes. Call 1300 669 569 or visit flyingdoctor.org.au. Help keep the Flying Doctor flying.
Learn the signs of stroke and know how to act fast. F is for face. Has their face drooped? A is for arms. Can they lift both arms? S is for speech. Is their speech slurred? Do they understand you? T is for time. Call 000. Time is critical.
Are you running a local business? Join over 440 businesses and become a Wanneroo Business Association member today for just $30. Access free networking and educational events, business advice and promotion, and be part of a supportive community. Visit wba.asn.au for more information. 89.7.
This is 89.7 FM News.
National Radio News.
Good afternoon, I'm Frank Bonacorso. Australians living with disability who want to work but have support needs will benefit from millions in funding as the government attempts to bolster employment options. Amy O'Halloran has the details.
Close to $15 million will be awarded to organisations that help boost training and skills and create and expand employment pathways as part of the Structural Adjustment Fund. The fund is aimed at evolving the supported employment sector, which hosts jobs for people with disabilities who need substantial ongoing support. Another $10 million will go to the government's Disability Employment Advocacy and Information Program. $1.5 million has been earmarked for Disability Employment Expos. Social Services Minister Amanda Rishworth says the funding packages will give Australians with disabilities better choices and control over their job options.
Independent Senator David Pocock says the government has its priorities in the wrong places heading into the next federal budget. Data from housing advocate Everybody's Home found the current rate youth allowance cannot cover any rental property in Australia. Independent Senator David Pocock says the government could help younger Australians but is choosing not to.
And for him to say, well, we don't have money to increase youth allowance, at the same time, oh, we won't touch these very generous concessions for property investors. And at the same time, when it comes to the petroleum resource rent tax, we're not going to make Santos and Inpex and Woodside actually pay for our gas that they're exporting. Give me a break. We can do better than this as a country.
Prosecutors have lost their bid to return two neo-Nazi leaders to jail over an attack on a group of hikers in a national park. 31-year-old Thomas Sewell and 25-year-old Jacob Hersant were sentenced last year after pleading guilty in the county court to a violent affray in Victoria's Cathedral Rangers State Park. The pair were part of a group of far-right National Socialist Network and European Australian Movement members who set upon the hikers in 2021. 10 to 15 men ran towards the hiker's car, concealed their identities and threatened the group of friends, including one with a knife. The federal government is hailing what it says is the largest seizure of illegal vapes in Australian history. Noah Second reports from Canberra.
More than 500,000 vapes have been seized in an operation led by Victorian Police and the Therapeutic Goods Administration. Health Minister Mark Butler says it is the largest such operation and comes as the government attempts to drive home legislation banning the commercial sale of the devices. More than 600,000 vapes have been confiscated since the federal government introduced stronger import regulations in January. Mr. Butler says although the investigation into the most recent seizure is ongoing, it sends a clear message to those attempting to import illegal vaping products. Noah Seckham, National Radio News, Canberra.
Solomon Islands faces a tense wait for an election result after opposition parties pulled ahead of incumbent Prime Minister Manase Sogavare's Our Party. Results so far suggest independence will be key to forming government. Last week's national election was the first since Mr. Sogavare struck a security pact with China in 2022, drawing the Pacific Islands nation closer to Beijing. The election is being watched by Australia, China and the United States because of the potential impact on regional security. Briefly in rugby, Jordan Pataia may have played his last game of rugby union with the off-contract Queensland Reds and Wallabies back, likely needing season-ending shoulder surgery.
National Radio News, produced by Charles Sturt University, the Community Radio Network, and supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation.
Welcome
Meantime, music, entertainment, and news. The Real, Real Music. Presented by an actual musician. Who cares about music? Join your eclectic host, Julian Delena, on a deeper dive into the discography of local and international artists of many flavors. The place to be to jam what you should but don't hear anywhere else. Music focused with an entertaining edge, covering general news about upcoming entertainment. Earth's Own Skin Ink to release a new album this summer. Meantime, every Tuesday, 12 to 3pm on 89.7 FM.
Well, it is 12.06 in the PM, Tuesday the 23rd of April, and guess what? This is your host, Julian Delena, right here on the Music, Entertainment and News Meantime program. Hello. How are we this afternoon? Alrighty then. I'm here. Now, before we get into it, I'm just going to keep you waiting a little longer because we just had the news report. So I'm going to bring you some more news, but it's in the weather department as usual. So today has been a Tuesday. We're forecasted to hit a maximum of 24 degrees Celsius, mostly sunny, no chance of precipitation. Tomorrow, maximum of 25, mostly sunny. Again, no chance of rain. Thursday, 26, mostly sunny. Again, no chance of H2O. Friday, 28, mostly sunny and a 5%. Saturday, Sunday, 26 for both days, sunny both days, and no chance of that liquid transparent filth we call water for both days. So it's looking like things are cooling down, not much rain. Considering things are cooling down, let's heat them up. Shall we get nice and steamy? We shall. This is Savage Garden, To the Moon and Back. And I'll be back shortly. Enjoy. See that? We're taking off.
Gotta take it for a world when we are Isn't music the best? Hi, nice to see ya. Thank you for tuning in with us today. This is the Meantime program, in case you didn't know. Today, I'm going to do a bit of a mixed bag in this first hour. So we've had Savage Garden to open up with, To the Moon and Back. That was Foo Fighters, you just heard, with Best of You. Now, I'm going to give you like a best of type of thing, probably later in the show, where we're going to delve into some of the best songs, in my opinion, that we've put on this particular program. And we're going to basically do like a throwback from what I was doing in the early days of this show when I started last year. But for now, this is going to be one that was requested, I believe, from the Balcatta Boys, Mark and Neil, from the Balcatta Workshop a while ago. This is The Cult with Peace Dog. Now, The Cult are an English alt-rock, gothic rock, hard rock band formed in Bradford in 83. The band originally operated under the name Death Cult before settling on their current name in January of 84. You see, because satanic filth is what we do here. Death Cult, death metal. Always the good stuff. The original band name was an evolution of the lead vocalist Ian Astbury's previous band, Southern Death Cult. There's another cheerful one. Now, this is going to be Peace Dog, a song from the album Electric, released in 87. The record was produced by Rick Rubin. This was the album that launched the band to a new height of success, with the album peaking at number 4 on the UK BPI UK album chart and charting highly in other territories. Let's boogie. This is Peace Dog from The Cult.
Yeah.
peace, dog. Now, I'm going to disturb the peace as this goes on, by the way. So we're starting out pretty radio-friendly. Don't worry, we'll get there later. So, what happened over this weekend? Well, I'll tell you. Incubus played. I did promote that a couple of times. I wonder if anyone listening went to the Incubus concert. Be interested to know what your experiences of that was. If you want to text those through at 0418 897 897. My two cousins, one in particular, Nick, was heavily inspired by the frontman of Incubus. Pretty much modeled his sound after him, actually. He sounds very alike, and he's actually in an Incubus cover band called Succubus, if I'm not mistaken. And yeah, it's kind of freaky, so I figured he'd be going to that. He came around to our place on Saturday night to basically park at our place because there was probably no parking whatsoever down at where they were playing, which is across the road from where we are. So I probably shouldn't have said that, but anyway, it's still vague enough. Yeah, so heard it was good. I couldn't go, mainly because I forgot, I'll be honest. But I've had my fill with the Mudvayne and Cold Chamber gig, and I've seen a lot of local acts lately. I've been scoping around, seeing if I can put anyone on the radio that's out there in Perth. By the way, if you want to send me stuff, again, 0418 897 897, you can send me through some details, or send it to me directly on my online web presence type of thing, which is called Mean Media. You can find it on Facebook if you've got a Facebook account, and all my contact details will be there. So the Gmail is something like mean.media.jd@gmail.com. So there you go. Same kind of rules as what we're doing now. No auto-tune, suitable for a mainstream time slot. Yeah. And yeah, no profanity if you want it played on the radio. So anyway, good stuff. This is Incubus, by the way, as we mentioned, who played here over the weekend. This is Wish You Were Here from the Morning View 2001 album. Take it away, Brandon. Enjoy. Well, wish you were here from Incubus. Now, ironically, I have had Neil come through the text line from Balcatta. Apparently, he wasn't here last week on the Meantime program, which sucks because I'm pretty sure I played a couple of song requests that were specifically for you and Mark. I know one of them was Thin Lizzy, Raw Sheen Dove, and there was probably two more aside from that. And I replayed Rob Zombie, by the way. You missed out, but I'll try to backtrack that. I'll try to remember what it was for all the different requests. Anyway, so Neil, I wish you were here, but here you are now, which is good. That's what matters. All right, we're steamrolling ahead. I have had to play catch up today because I was running a little late. The traffic was murder. Yes. It's like that American Psycho when Christian Bale is like, I specialize in murders and executions. He's like, what? He's like, I mean mergers and acquisitions. Oh, God. I love that movie. That's so funny. All right. This is Pulse of the Fall with War. However, this is the live acoustic version. Now, this song comes originally from their 2010 release, Twilight Theater, and basically comes from, well, this particular version comes from the second episode of their Alexander Theater sessions. In these sessions, the band played live unplugged acoustic performances of their songs at this theater in Helsinki, Finland. We had this on last week, but I'd figure I'd replay it because obviously it appears certain people weren't here. Neil. All right. These performances, one of which you're about to hear, were recorded and posted once a month throughout 2020. The full collection of 12 performances was then released as an album on December 11th of 2020. So if you like what you're hearing, it actually comes from an album, and there's a whole bunch more songs on there from these particular performances performed at the Alexander Theatre in Helsinki, Finland. So it's out there. You can pick it up. This is Marco Soresto and Poets of the Fall. Enjoy this one. He's got a damn good voice, and I love it. It's great. It's like Finnish Linkin Park. I don't know. It reminds me of that for some reason. Let's jam.
Do you remember standing on a broken field? White crippled wings beat in the sky. The harbingers of war. Chances flowing by.
When the love in letters fade, it's like moving in slow motion, and we're already too late if we arrive at all. And then we crawl up here in the arms race, an involuntary addiction, and we're shedding every value our mothers taught. So will you please show me your real face, draw the line in the horizon, cause I only need your name to call the reasons why I fall. When I
Well, that was War from Poets of the Fall. That song didn't really resemble the sounds of War. Very nice. Impressive. Very chill. You see, Neil says, go easy because my ears are still blistered from the Southern River Band at the Carine on Saturday night. Oh yes, that's right. They've had quite a few gigs around WA these past few weeks that I've been announcing. I believe they have one left, but we'll get around to promoting that one shortly. We'll have the Southern River Band on, probably in the second hour, actually, because I'm hoping to do like a, just a, not a full hour's worth, maybe, but, or maybe, I don't know. But I want to have like Ultrasound on, Ashes of Autumn, Southern River Band, basically all just like local stuff, Carnival, stuff like that will be coming up. And then we'll get around to promoting this and that. So, you say take it easy, so I say let's take it easy with the Cranberries, and this is Dreams, and then we'll have a short ad break, and we'll come back with some Neil Diamond, Fleetwood Mac, Phil Collins, and see how we go. Enjoy. We'll be right back. All right, Maniacs, before we get to the ad break, that was the chair. Before we get to the ad break, there is an emergency alert that has come to my attention. A bushfire watch and act is in place for people in an area bounded by Jarrah Road, Yangity Road and Carnup Road in parts of Hopeland in the Shire of Serpentine, Jarrahdale. There is a possible threat to lives and homes as a fire is burning in the area and the conditions are changing. The fire started near Yangity Road in Hopeland. What to do? If you are not prepared or you plan to leave, leave now if the way is clear. If you are well prepared and plan to actively defend your home, make final preparations now. If you plan to stay and actively defend, do not rely on mains water pressure as it may be affected. You need to have access to an independent water supply and start patrolling your property to put out spot fires. Keep doors and windows closed and turn off evaporative air conditioners, but keep water running through the system if possible. If you are not at home, do not try to return as conditions in the area could be very dangerous. Now, as for the behavior of the bushfire is moving in a westerly direction. It is out of control and unpredictable. Road closures and conditions, avoid the area and be aware of fire and emergency services personnel working on site. A number of roads have been closed, including Yangity Road. Motorists are asked to avoid the area, reduce speed and drive carefully due to smoke. Road information may also be available from Main Roads WA by visiting Main Roads Travel Map or calling 138 138 or by contacting your local government authority. For owners or carers of livestock, pets and companion animals, should activate their animal welfare plan during a bushfire. Take advice from local government authorities to protect the lives of your animals while keeping yourself safe. For more info on actions to take for each bushfire warning level, please see the Department of Primary Industries and Regional Development website. Firefighters are on the scene. Aerial support has been sent to assist ground crews. And basically in terms of drones and aerial support, never fly a drone, model aircraft or multi-rotor near bushfires. Doing so poses a major safety risk to firefighting personnel in the air and on the ground and forces aircraft to be grounded or redirected, hindering firefighting efforts. The fire was reported 11:34 a.m. on this day of 23rd of April 2024. Shire of Serpentine, Jarrahdale, is managing the fire. To keep up to date, visit Emergency WA, call 13DFES, follow DFES on Facebook, listen to ABC Local Radio 6PR or news bulletins. During a power outage, your home phone, computer or other electronic devices connected to the NBN will not work. Include a battery-powered radio in your emergency kit. Updates will be issued every 2 hours unless the situation changes. All right, short ad break, then Neil Diamond, Fleetwood Mac, and Phil Collins. Let's do this.
Station sponsor.
Creative thinkers aren't born, they're made. We mix innovation with imagination to create digital worlds from scratch, to 3D print new food from old, to pioneer research in renewables, health and cybersecurity. Because we question, challenge, imagine. You will too. We'll help make creative thinking your superpower. ECU, creative thinkers made here. Search ECU and apply now.
Are you looking for a gift for that special person in your life? Maybe for an anniversary, a loyal employee, or a birthday, or graduation. Whatever the reason, station sponsor Grazie Gifts have a massive range of gift basket and hamper options to suit all occasions. So, to choose the right gift for that special person and order online, visit grazie.com.au. That's grazie.com.au.
Where it began, I can't begin to knowing, but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Sweet girl, night, and it don't seem so lonely. We fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? Warm, touching warm, reaching out, touching me, touching.
The Community File.
Do you know the many benefits of street trees? Go to stirling.wa.gov.au/street trees to find out today.
Promote your non-profit organisation or community group, and it's free. Head to our website at 897fm.com.au.
Every year, hundreds of schools around WA have their school photos taken by a specialist school photographer. And Capture Photography has been doing this for over 17 years. No other school photographer puts as much effort into providing WA's highest quality photographic products. If you are part of a school management team, a PNC member, or even a parent wanting the very finest school photos, get in touch with the team at capture.com.au. That's Capture with a K. Station sponsor.
Do you own a business? Are you listening to this ad right now? Well, we could put your business right here, and it's cheaper than you might think. For more information, go to 897fm.com.au and contact sales.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're coming to the end of the first hour of today's 12 to 3 Meantime program. Thanks for tuning in thus far, and thank you in advance for continuing to tune in until the 3 o'clock mark, because you're going to want to. All right, Neil did request Dirty Honey with the songs Rolling Sevens and When I'm Gone. Now, that is not in the system, but I will get around to that next week, as you know is the process. And I've just got one from Mark. We'll address that in the second hour, top of the second hour. We've got a lot of local goodies coming up in the second hour. I'm going to do like an Australian mishmash of stuff that's either reached out to me or that I've seeked out and this and that. Do some promotion. Anyway, Neil, couldn't get to your request this week, because obviously it's not in the system. But I do recall it was either yourself or Mark, either way, bringing Roisin Dove to my attention from Thin Lizzy. And my understanding is that you might not have heard it last week when I played it. So, nevertheless, everyone, this is Thin Lizzy, the Irish hard rock band formed in Dublin, Ireland in 69. This is Roisin Dove, if I'm pronouncing that correctly. A song from Thin Lizzy's ninth studio album, Black Rose, a rock legend, with that album releasing April 13th of 79. It marked the first time that blues rock guitarist Gary Moore remained in Thin Lizzy long enough to record an album after previous brief workings with the band in 74 and 77. This one, well, the album that this one comes from, peaked at number 2 on the UK Album Official Charts Company, or OCC chart, making it the band's highest charting album in the UK. This was their fourth consecutive album to be certified gold by the British Phonographic Industry, or BPI. All right, enjoy Thin Lizzy, and I'll see you at the top of the hour, you know, soon. 1:05 p.m. I should be back, so stick with us. Thin Lizzy right here on 89.7 FM.
Play me their melodies, I want to know. the kings and queens would dance in the realms of the black rose and play me their melodies so that I might learn. And I could tell.
What you hear on community radio is governed by the community radio codes of practice. The codes cover matters relating to program content, including local content, news, current affairs, Australian music content, programs for children, and the responsibilities associated with broadcasting to the community. They also cover aspects such as community access and participation in the operation of this service. Copies of the codes are available from the Community Broadcasting Association website, www.cbaa.org.au.
You're at work in the crane moving large chunks of concrete. Your boss is trying to tell you something, but you just can't hear him. It's hard sometimes trying to get your message across when there's too much noise.
Community radio is different.
Sponsorship of community radio not only gets your product or service out there to the local community, it also supports a vital local voice for many. Plus, it's very cost effective. For details on sponsorship with 89.7 FM, contact the station on...
The Community File.
Writing for the Disabled Capricorn Group is a not-for-profit organization that has been operating in Pinjar area for over 10 years. They service the needs of the wider community, offering therapeutic horse riding lessons to people of varying abilities. RDA Capricorn is desperate for more volunteers. You don't need to have any experience with horses, as they offer training and other roles that are not horse-related, like gardening, cleaning, administration. There would be something for those handy people in the community. Lessons run Monday through Saturday, with the latter of which being their busiest day of the week. If you are 14 years or over and wish to have some horsey fun with their wonderful and diverse riders, please get in touch with the office via email office@rdacapricorn.com.au for more information. Volunteer induction days are available at the beginning of each term. You can also check them out at their Facebook page.
Proudly brought to you by 89.7 FM.
Why not become the sponsor of this news report? Contact 89.7 FM.
This is 89.7 FM News.
National Radio News.
Good afternoon, I'm Frank Bonacorso. The Northern Territory government will purchase fracked gas from the Beetaloo Basin as part of a nine-year deal with an American gas company. Amy O'Halloran reports.
The deal between the NT government and Tamboran Resources will provide gas to Territory power generators for 9 years, with an option to extend for another 6.5 years. The government says it will provide the NT with 40 terajoules of gas per day starting in 2026. Traditional owners, environmental groups and climate scientists have repeatedly warned against fracking in the Beetaloo Basin. But Chief Minister Eva Lawler says it will create thousands of work opportunities and boost the economy by $17 billion. She says the purchase of gas from the Beetaloo Basin will secure power for years to come.
Green Senator Sarah Hanson-Young says the NT government is ignoring the wishes of the local community and traditional owners.
I was in the Northern Territory last week
I talked to residents and community members in Darwin about their very serious concerns about the gas expansion and this big gas crusade by the NT government. Community members are upset, they're distressed, they're worried, and they're feeling ignored.
Two key independent senators are calling for changes to investment taxes to ease the housing crisis. Noah Second reports from Canberra.
Modelling by the Parliamentary Budget Office suggests simple reforms, such as limiting negative gearing to one property and capital gains only for new builds, would open up the housing market. Senator Jackie Lambie says any changes would not apply to existing single property investors.
What it means is when you make a contract with somebody that you stick with that contract. Country's made a contract with these people who are already negative gearing. I don't feel comfortable with breaking that agreement that was done with them initially.
Independent Senator David Pocock says the government must recognise housing as a human right and not just an investment opportunity.
Everyone's talking cost of living. Housing underpins that.
Noah Seckham, National Radio News, Canberra.
Overseas, 10 people have been killed after two helicopters collided in mid-air during a rehearsal for a Royal Malaysian Navy parade. The incident occurred at the Lumut Naval Base in the western state of Perak. Rugby league legend Wally Lewis is making an impassioned plea for further funding into concussion and traumatic brain injury research ahead of the federal budget. The Queensland great has told the National Press Club about his experience with chronic traumatic encephalopathy, or CTE.
It's not a badge of honour to prove how tough we are by staying out on the field when we're carrying an injury. Consistency across all sports at all levels and common sense certainly does become vital.
The Concussion and CTE Coalition, including Dementia Australia, is seeking $18 million in government funding to help fund a pilot program to help support people living with CTE and their families. In AFL, Connor McKenna's AFL return is on the cards as the Brisbane Lions attempt to exploit Greater Western Sydney's biggest strength in a crucial Canberra fixture. The Irish defender emerged unscathed from the Lions' VFL clash last weekend, his first game since a hamstring injury in round one against Fremantle. Coach Chris Fagan says McKenna was in the mix for a return tomorrow. And Cronulla co-captain Dale Finucane has announced his immediate retirement from the NRL, citing multiple concussions as the reason. The dual premiership winning middle forward says he's extremely disappointed but had little other choice than to call time on his playing career.
National Radio News, produced by Charles Sturt University, the Community Radio Network, and supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation.
Meantime, music, entertainment, and news.
All right, Maniacs. Well, I think I said before the end of the first hour there that I'd be back at around 1:05. It's now 1:10. Just like I always say, if I'm not back in 5 minutes, just wait longer. And you did, and here you are. So, hi, welcome back. Now, as I mentioned, got a request from Mark, which I was going to get to, which we're getting to now. So he's got, firstly, I want to apologise for my absence last week too. Well, you don't have to do that. I'm sure it was a ripper show like always. I don't know because I don't remember it. Usually I go back and just see the gist of what I did, just so I can go like, oh, okay, I need to do that better next time, do this better next time. I didn't do it. I forgot. I'm lazy. Since the kids have gone back to school and hopefully the Karens are not listening, if permitted, I'd love to hear the song Mr. Highway's Thinking About the End by A Day to Remember, a song perfectly balanced between screaming and singing, and an iconic breakdown everyone will love. Well, I'm sure they would, but it's not in the system and I don't have it with me, damn it. Good request though, I'll suss that out for next week, just give it another once over. I think I vaguely remember this song. A Day to Remember, I remember the song. Anyway, never mind. Okay, so we'll sort that out, just like I will with Neil's requests as well, top of the hour next week. Be there or be square. Now, there has been another request that came through towards the end of the first hour there. This comes from those that are out in the office. They're anonymous, but they're in the office. Which office? We don't know. But they say, could you please play that song by Train, Words by F.R. David, and Flowers by Miley Cyrus. Well, don't mind if I do. Straight to you. Right here on 89.7 FM. FR David, Miley Cyrus, and Train in that order, because I figured that would be the most logical sonic way of doing it. And then we're going to get into some local flavors, so stick with us. It's going to get weird. Enjoy.
Talk to myself for hours. said you'd cry, but then remembered
that song from Train, and before that Flowers, Miley Cyrus, and before that Words from FR David. Now I've got a few words for you. See how I segue into there always? I'm such an idiot. But I've got to do a weather report for you, as we are at the kind of just before the halfway point of the first hour or second hour. So we're long overdue. We'll do the weather report, short ad break, and then we'll come back with some local flavors and get into some promotion. All right. Today's been a Tuesday. We've hit a maximum of 24 degrees in the Celsius. It is mostly sunny, no chance of precipitation. Tomorrow, Wednesday, we're looking at a maximum of 25 degrees, mostly sunny, no chance of aqua. Thursday, 26, mostly sunny, again, no chance of H2O. Friday, maximum of 28, mostly sunny, again, with a 5%er. Pay attention to that 5%, it's important. Saturday, Sunday, 26 maximum. Sunny for both days, and guess what? No chance of that liquid transparent filth. Now, I'm going to be back in about a minute and 20 after this ad break, and then we'll talk about some local flavours and we'll get right into it. Stay tuned.
If you marked an X on the map of Perth for every investment property managed by Exceed Property Management, there'd be so many X's you'd be hard-pressed to read the map. That's because station sponsor Exceed Real Estate are one of Perth's largest and most successful property managers. Exceed delivers exceptional service, excellent performance, and extraordinary reliability. In property management, X means Exceed Real Estate. Life is better with Exceed.
The 89.7 FM Community File.
ECU is proud to offer a free exercise clinic where you can participate either virtually via an online platform or in person at the ECU Health Centre in Wanneroo. The free exercise clinic is open to anyone 18 years and older, and each session goes for 60 minutes. Sessions are run by ECU's third and fourth year exercise science students, supervised by accredited exercise physiologists. You can enrol in the full 13-week program or simply attend as many or as few sessions as you like. Visit the ECU Health Centre website for more information.
Radio is a very effective way to get into people's ears. Like I'm in your ear right now. Get your business into people's ears. Go to 897fm.com.au and see what we can do to grow your business.
Right in the ear hole. Right in the ear cavity. He's in my ear right now. But, yeah, just like I'm in your ear. Yeah, but if it's without consent, can I press charges? Oh, boy. All right. I'm back, as promised. Paul Mandelt, a Perth-based musician, is coming up. He was informed of this meantime farce right here on 89.7 FM in December of 23 last year. And subsequently, he agreed to share his music with us. Sorry, we've got Back to Bondi, which makes sense because we're in Perth. This is a single released with an accompanying music video on June 11th of last year. The music and lyrics were written by Paul Mandelt himself. The music video, however, which you can go check out on YouTube, was directed by both Paul and Oliver Mandelt, his son, with Oliver serving as the video's editor. So, well done. Paul Mandelt, Back to Bondi, and then we'll be back with some Eastern States flavour, namely Reverend Jeans. So, let's boogie.
she drank all of my wine. Take me back to Bondi. Take me back to Bondi. Take me back. Lord, take me back.
Back to Bondi, Paul Mandelt, and we're back to it with Reverend Jeans and Eastern States flavour, namely Newcastle, New South Wales. Reverend Jeans are a new wave post-punk influenced band. This group contacted me on June 26th to request some airplay on the Meantime programme, this absolute farce of a show. The band appear to have recorded a collection of 3 5-track EPs titled Space, Time and Change, which have, according to their website, been recorded near Newcastle, right here in Australia. Now, for more information, you can check them out at reverendjeans.com.au. Reverend Jeans is said to be a studio-based project, with all streaming income being donated by the band to the World Wildlife Fund. This is Everyday People, from the band's 2024 EP called Time, a record about sustainability. And that EP is scheduled to release November 21st of this year. This song is one of 3 singles from the Time EP. And let's boogie. We'll do this one, Reverend Jeans, and then we're going to come back with some Videlli. So stick around.
Another way.
everyday people from Reverend Jeans. But we're not everyday people, are we? You see, we're the maniacs. We're different. We're very different. That was from the next 5-track EP by Reverend Jeans called Time, which is due out November 21st of this year of 2024. The second EP from Space, Time and Change, the EP series. And once again, the songs are about us and sustainability. Now, so that was New South Wales flavour. Now we're going to bring it back home to Perth, Western Australia, with Videli, a blues slash rock trio. Now, Videli is a band fronted by Michael Videli on vocals and guitar, go figure, with Alay Miller on bass and Rick Whittle on drums. Classic Rock magazine has described them as one of the most groundbreaking groups in blues and rock, or blues rock. Michael Videli has spent more than 35 years mastering his craft, and Videli has worked with the likes of B.B. King, Buddy Guy, ZZ Top, and George Thorogood. For more information, you can check them out at videli.com.au. This is Going Too Hard for Too Long, a song from the album Ain't Bringing Me Down, released in 09 by Jazz House Records. Then we'll have a short ad break and we'll be back with some more goodies. Just going to get better and better. Stay tuned.
Since the day I left home, oh, let me tell you. another infection is beginning to spread. We've been here before, but we're still learning about this new virus and we can't make any assumptions. We need your team to develop a rapid diagnostic test. Can you do it?
Every single day, biomedical science graduates face situations that go beyond theory. That's why we teach our students to be creative thinkers, because creative thinking can be your superpower. ECU, creative thinkers made here. Search ECU and apply now.
The Community File.
Do you know that the Stirling Community Men's Shed has a range of handcrafted wood products available for purchase? Funds raised from the sale of these items are reinvested back into the shed's operations. For more information, visit the City of Stirling website and search for the Men's Shed, or contact the Men's Shed coordinator on 9205 7625.
Promote your non-profit organisation or community group, and it's free. Head to our website at 897fm.com.au.
Do you own a business? Are you listening to this ad right now? Well, we could put your business right here, and it's cheaper than you might think. For more information, go to 897fm.com.au and contact sales.
All right, ladies and gents, thanks for sticking with us through that ad break. We're back. This is your host, Julian Delano, right here on the Meantime program on 897FM, just casually having a squiz through the local music scene of WA and also New South Wales, and then back to WA again. Because before that ad break, we had Videlli, Perth's own, with Going Too Hard for Too Long. Now we've got another Perth flavour with Legs Electric, which is actually recommended by the Balcatta Boys, by the way. Shout out to them once again. Now this band was formed in 2012, right here in Perth, fronted by lead vocalist Ama Quincy, and comprised of Alana Haynes on guitar, Erin Gooden on bass, and Kylie Soans on drums. The band's style blends contemporary hard rock with guitar-based heavy blues of the 70s and also arena rock style. For more information, you can check them out at legselectric.com. This is Wanna Riot, a song written and performed by Legs Electric from their album Two Sides, released in 2018. It was produced by Joel Quatermain at Wasteland Studio in Perth. The song, however, was mastered by Kevin Nix at Ardent Studios, all the way in Memphis, Tennessee, in the US. Wanna Riot also has a music video created by Dominic Georgie, which released March 1st of 2015. The video was filmed on location at the Hen House Rehearsal Studios, right here in Perth, Western Australia. All right, Legs Electric, Wanna Riot, and then we'll be back with Ashes of Autumn, Minor Issues. Let's jam.
Resolution and I
want a riot? Legs electric. Well, I do want a riot. That song was a riot. See how many puns I can do. So, the elf from Perth, right here in Western Australia. Guess who also is? A five-piece, also female-fronted, rock outfit, Ashes of Autumn. This is going to be their fourth single, Minor Issues, released in 2021. Now, this band were formed in 2020, and back to 2021, were basically the award nominees for Best New Act by the Western Australian music industry. Cool. So, Ashes of Autumn, Minor Issues, and then we're going to be back with another Perth flavour. Two of them, if we can have time. But the next one will be Ultrasound, which we've had on air before. Stay tuned. These are good ones. We've got some good music here in Perth. So, give them a chance.
Time is needed to heal the wounds before.
that song is over. But we're just getting started right here on Meantime on 89.7 FM. That was Minor Issues from Perth's own Ashes of Autumn. We've got another one from Perth, Ultrasound. Now, hopefully that song you just heard, and the songs before that of the Australian flavour, hopefully they've brought you some joy, because I've got some more joy for you. Some more joy to bring, in fact. This one is from the band fronted by lead vocalist and rhythm guitarist Shane Johnston, namely the hard rock band Ultrasound. This is Joy to Bring from the album released June 1st of last year in 2023, namely Dust to Dust. This song has an accompanying music video, which was my second music video produced, completed whilst I was acting videographer for the band at the time. The video's production and recording took place November 8th of last year in the lead guitarist Stevie D's home studio. This video was one of two music videos recorded on the same night by me for the band. The other one was actually Black and Blue. We did two on the same night. It was very speedy. Wish we could have had more time to get more footage, but it ended up working out. That's the thing about post-production. We have a saying in the filmmaking world, which is, we'll fix it in post. And we did. It was good. All right. So, if you like this song, it's called Joy to Bring. There's a music video out for it on YouTube that you can look up on the Ultrasound YouTube channel. Buy the song, buy the album, if you like it. It's good. So, support them, and they should be kicking probably towards the end of the year, by the gist of what they were telling me last time I spoke with the lead guitarist, Stevie. So, go gigging, guys. Go gigging. All right. Enjoy.
Cast the
Well, it looks like they had some joy to bring, because that was a very joyful time, listening to that one. That was by Ultrasound, Joy to Bring, from the Dust to Dust album released last year. Now, just want to point out that that song was actually sung by Dave Cooper, who is predominantly the bass player in that band, but he just jumped on vocal duties for that particular one. Shane's usually the predominant vocalist that you'll hear on the Dust to Dust album. Anyway, cool stuff. We've got one more for you. These guys are from Thornley and formed in 2013. They've cited influences like Leonard Skinner, AC/DC, Van Halen, and the Rolling Stones. This is going to be the Southern River Band, who you can find more out about them at the southernriverband.com. This is going to be a song known as Stan Quaylen, a song by the Southern River Band released in 2023, and simply described by the band in the following manner. It's a rock and roll song. So, there you go. Now, the Southern River Band are actually playing on the 26th of April. It's their last gig on their Western Australia tour that they're doing. Scarborough Indian Ocean Hotel, 26th of April. Go see them if you like this one. This is Stan Quaylen. And I'll see you at the top of the third hour, maybe around the probably 10 past 2 or something like that. Whatever happens, happens. Let's boogie.
City of Wanneroo, corporate sponsor, proudly supporting 89.7 FM.
Andy Warhol Icons is now on display at the City of Wanneroo's Regional Gallery. The iconic exhibition, featuring artwork by one of the most influential artists of the 20th century, is here as part of the National Gallery of Australia's Shining the National Collection initiative. Don't miss your chance to view these international treasures. Plan your visit at wanneroo.wa.gov.au/Wanneroo Gallery.
Proudly brought to you by 89.7 FM.
The Community File.
Just an hour a week can make a difference in a young person's life. Become an EdConnect volunteer and work with students to support their academic potential and emotional well-being in school and in life. EdConnect values connection within the community, and when you become a volunteer, you become part of the EdConnect family, working together to help students thrive. For further information, please call 9444 8646 or go to their website at www.edconnectaustralia.org.au.
Proudly brought to you by 89.7 FM.
Are you a small business owner looking for growth within the City of Stirling? Then why not become a member of the Stirling Business Association? Their professional team can assist you in all aspects of your business. To find out more, simply search Stirling Business Association.
Give your business a unique position right here. Go to 89.7fm.com.au.
This is 89.7 FM News.
National Radio News.
Good afternoon, I'm Laura Devoy. The billionaire bosses of major social media platforms could be called on to front a Senate inquiry as the Australian government seeks to reform media regulations. Noah Seckham reports from Canberra.
Greens Senator Sarah Hanson-Young has urged the government to enforce platforms like Facebook, X and TikTok to carry news content. Ms Hanson-Young says the role of social media platforms in the wake of local tragedies reinforces the need for change.
Successive governments have ignored and put media regulation in the too hard basket. And now we see this train crash of big corporations dictating what Australians see in their news feeds.
The committee will determine the final list of organisations to face the Senate inquiry. Noah Seckham, National Radio News, Canberra.
Independent Senator David Pocock says the government has its priorities in the wrong places heading into the next federal budget. Data from housing advocate Everybody's Home found the current rate of youth allowance cannot cover any rental property in Australia. Senator Pocock says the government could help younger Australians but is choosing not to.
And for him to say, well, we don't have money to increase youth allowance, at the same time, oh, we won't touch these very generous concessions for property investors. And at the same time, when it comes to the petroleum resource rent tax, we're not going to make Santos and Inpex and Woodside actually pay for our gas that they're exporting. Give me a break. We can do better than this as a country.
The federal government has allocated millions of dollars in funding to bolster employment options for people with a disability. Amy O'Halloran has the details.
Close to $15 million will be awarded to organisations that help boost training and skills and create and expand employment pathways as part of the Structural Adjustment Fund. The fund is aimed at evolving the supported employment sector, which hosts jobs for people with disabilities who need substantial ongoing support. Another $10 million will go to the government's Disability Employment Advocacy and Information Program. $1.5 million has been earmarked for disability employment expos. Social Services Minister Amanda Rishworth says the funding packages will give Australians with disabilities better choices and control over their job options.
10 people have died after a helicopter collision in Malaysia. The choppers collided mid-air during rehearsals for a Royal Malaysian Navy parade. The Navy says all 10 victims were crew members on board the aircraft and died at the scene. The maximum fine casinos could face in South Australia is set to increase by a factor of 750 as the industry faces rising scrutiny over widespread misconduct. The state government is planning to raise the top penalty from $100,000 to $75 million after adverse findings against casino operators in four other states, as well as legal proceedings against Adelaide's Sky City. Financial crime watchdog AUSTRAC has taken the casino's New Zealand-based operator to court for allegedly failing to comply with federal anti-money laundering and counter-terrorism financing laws. SA Consumer Affairs Minister Andrea Michaels says the state wants to see a greater level of accountability. Turning to sport, Cronulla Sharks 5'8 Braden Trindle has been stood down from the NRL after he allegedly failed roadside illicit drugs and alcohol tests. In a statement, the club said Trindle was charged with mid-range drink driving while holding an expired licence and is awaiting a secondary sample of his drugs test. He's expected to face court next month. The Sharks say they are working with the NRL Integrity Unit.
National Radio News, produced by Charles Sturt University, the Community Radio Network, and supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation.
Well, what do you know? We are at the top of the hour of today's 12 to 3 Meantime Show. Hi, welcome back. Long time no see. We're going to do the weather report for you because we've just had the news. So I figured I'd keep you waiting just a little bit longer. Because I'm a troll. And it is what it is. Today has been a Tuesday. We were forecasted to hit a maximum of 24 degrees in the Celsius. It is mostly sunny for today. No chance of rain forecasted for the rest of the day. Wednesday, 25, mostly sunny. No chance of H2O. Thursday, no chance of precipitation. Once again, a mostly sunny 26. Friday, 28, 5%. 5% now. 5. Mostly sunny for Friday and 28. Saturday, Sunday, 26 for both days, sunny both days, and no chance of that liquid transparent filth for both days. Now, welcome to the show. Shall we begin?
Meantime, music, entertainment, and news. The real, real music. Every Tuesday, 12 to 3 p.m. on 89.7 FM.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are at the final hour of today's 12 to 3 show, as mentioned. So naturally, let's start it with some more news. But music news, okay? Because the two songs that we are about to jump right into are basically by two bands that are going to be playing right here in Perth, which is a big theme for today. Everything's centering around Perth and Western Australia, apparently. Killswitch Engage and Iron Maiden. Now, Iron Maiden are bringing their Future Past tour to Australia this year with special guests Killswitch Engage, who will be joining them at the RIC Arena right here in Perth. This event is taking place September 1st, 7:30 p.m. at the RIC Arena. Okay, well, this is Killswitch Engage, the supporting act. This is The Arms of Sorrow from As Daylight Dies, and then we'll have Iron Maiden after. Enjoy.
Hiding behind the empty smiles.
What a way to open the third and final hour of today's Meantime show. That was Killswitch Engage, as mentioned. That was The Arms of Sorrow, the third song and second single from Killswitch Engage's 2006 release, As Daylight Dies. So, a few pointers. That was an American metalcore band from Westfield, Massachusetts, which dates back to 99. The band was, in 2004, arguably made famous by Howard Jones when he would enter the frontman role and rise the band to fame with the 2004 album The End of Heartache. And that album was certified gold by the Recording Industry Association of America in December of 2007 for over 500,000 shipments in the United States. Please note, however, that if you're planning on going to see them when they come to Perth this year, that the band's current lineup now consists of Jesse Leach, once again, after the departure of Howard Jones in 2012. So keep that in mind if you want to go see them. It will be Jesse Leach fronting the band. As mentioned, Iron Maiden will also be playing in Perth, with Killswitch Engage being their opener. So we're going to do some Iron Maiden now. This is Fear of the Dark from the so-named release, right here on 89.7 FM. And keep in mind, this band that's coming up and the band you just heard, both of which are coming to Perth this year. So see if you like.
If it's a classic, then we play it on 89.7 FM.
Yeah.
of the Dark from the so-named 1992 album by Iron Maiden, and before that, Killswitch Engage. Now keep in mind, just a reminder, both Iron Maiden and Killswitch Engage, so the two songs you just heard, both of those bands will be playing at the RAC Arena right here in Perth on September 1st at 7:30 p.m. So RAC Arena, September 1st, 7:30 p.m. Now we're going to have a short ad break, and we're going to come back with a three-peat from Metallica. Before we do, we've had a request come through just at the end of that song there. So we've got David here. I have read your request here. It's basically just mentioning that last Friday, 19th of April, Margaret Meadows apparently played something that he'd like to know more about. Female vocalist, very simple banjo accompaniment. Couldn't catch the name of the song or artist. Not sure myself, man, but what I can do is I'll forward an email to Margaret and maybe she can play it again on her next show, which I'm assuming is going to be this Friday, and she can get more information on that for you. You can catch the song then. So thanks, David. See if, yeah, it should be fixed. I'll fix. I'll send her an email and that'll all get sorted. Cool beans. All right, short ad break and a three-peat of Metallica. We're going to have Bleeding Me, I Disappear, and Until It Sleeps, believe it or not. So that's going to carry us over this next ad break. Stay tuned.
Station sponsor.
Oh, we've got more orders than we can handle and more coming. Now there's a bottleneck. What is the ongoing impact of switching off paid search? Well, let's hear from our new recruit. What do you think?
Every single day, business graduates face situations that go beyond theory. That's why we teach our students to be creative thinkers, because creative thinking can be your superpower. ECU, creative thinkers made here. Search ECU and apply now.
Are you looking for a gift for that special person in your life? Maybe for an anniversary, a loyal employee, or a birthday, or graduation. Whatever the reason, station sponsor Grazie Gifts have a massive range of gift basket and hamper options to suit all occasions. So, to choose the right gift for that special person and order online, visit grazie.com.au. That's grazie.com.au.
Join Dave and Connor Elliott every Tuesday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. as they play everyone's British favourites from generations past and today from a variety of genres, coupled together with news, interviews, and much more. The Half the World Away show will be right up your alley on 89.7 FM.
Thank you.
to stay. I'm pushing to stay with something. I'm pushing to stay with something better. With something.
I disappeared for about two songs there, but I'm back. That was I Disappear, a single by Metallica from the Mission Impossible 2 soundtrack, which released May 9th of 2000. And before that, was Bleeding Me, also by Metallica, and that was from one of their more exploratory experimental records, the Load album, released on my birthday, the year of my birthday, 1996. Now, we're going to reload after the ad break with Until It Sleeps, which comes actually from the Load album, not Reload, 1996, once again. So that was a little joke there, but that could also classify as misinformation. So let's not go there. So short ad break, and then we'll be back with Until It Sleeps from the 1996 Load album by Metallica. Stay tuned.
Have you ever wanted to look at the stars up close? Well, now you can. Station sponsor the Gravity Discovery Centre will open a whole new world of amazement for you. Located north of Perth, just off Indian Ocean Drive, the Gravity Discovery Centre has something for everyone, with a great range of attractions. Climb the Leaning Tower, explore the Cosmology Gallery, get up close in the Biodiversity Gallery, and take in the marvels of the Milky Way at the Observatory. For more information, bookings and tickets, go to gravitycentre.com.au.
The 89.7 FM Community File.
ECU is proud to offer a free exercise clinic where you can participate either virtually via an online platform or in person at the ECU Health Centre in Wanneroo. The free exercise clinic is open to anyone 18 years and older, and each session goes for 60 minutes. Sessions are run by ECU's third and fourth year exercise science students, supervised by accredited exercise physiologists. You can enrol in the full 13-week program or simply attend as many or as few sessions as you like. Visit the ECU Health Centre website for more information.
Where do I take this pain of mine? I run, but it stays right by my side. We'll be right back.
Until It Sleeps from the 1996 Load album by Metal Liquor. Now, that was Until It Sleeps. Now, that brings us to Sleep from Poles of the Fall and their 2005 release Signs of Life. Stick around because we've got the traffic report right after this one, and then we'll play us out strong and wake back up. Stick around.
89.7 FM. Traffic.
What a departure, eh? Putting everyone to sleep with Sleep from Pulse of the Fall. And then sounds like the kind of stuff you'd hear when you're trying to get to sleep from the next door neighbour. Bloody hell. Anyway, traffic report time. As promised, we'll do the traffic report, then we'll play us out with some Linkin Park. Okay, there has been a breakdown at Kwinana Freeway northbound at Cranford Avenue, Mount Pleasant. Sounds pleasant. Left emergency lane has been blocked. Towing services are on site. No traffic delays. Drive with caution. Yeah, right. Changed road conditions. Mitchell Freeway southbound after Ocean Reef Road Joondalup. Traffic has been reduced to two lanes. Traffic will be heavy on approach. Exit ramp to Ocean Reef Road also affected. Now, in terms of the congestion, Mitchell Freeway northbound will be busy. Mounts Bay Road to Hay Street, Arundale Road to Reed Highway, Mitchell and Kwinana Freeway southbound will be slow. Hay Street to Mill Point Road, Belia Drive to Russell Road, Graham Farmer Freeway, no delays. Northbridge Tunnel is moving well in both directions, no major delays at the CBD. However, in the metro area, Reed Highway eastbound at Arundale Road, Hammersley, there will be congestion apparently. Okay, back to it. But before we do, I'm going to sign off now. So I'll see you all next week. Mark Neal, I've got your request sent to myself, and I'll have those prepped and ready for you at the top of the hour on next week's 12 to 3 Meantime show. David, I will forward your request for information on whatever that song was to Margaret Meadows, and that will all get sorted. Hopefully she'll get those things sorted on her show, which I'm assuming is going to be Friday. So, everyone, once again, this has been your host, Julian Delena, right here on the Meantime program. Catch us next week. As always, 12 to 3 on a Tuesday. This is going to be Fighting Myself from Linkin Park, and I'll see if I can sneak another one after that, most likely Somewhere I Belong, both of which really come from the Meteora album. One's from the 20th anniversary edition, and one's from the original. So, good way to end things. See you next time. Enjoy.
Meantime, every Tuesday, 12 to 3 p.m. on 89.7 FM.
Say goodnight to the bad guy.
Sometimes these thoughts in my head speak so loud. Every little thing that I think about just builds on top of the pain and doubt. Even though I wanna just let it out, I try to act like I don't mind it. Try to keep my mouth so quiet, but sitting there in my silence just seems to amplify it. When I thought that keeping this inside would make it better, I never thought that I would end up ruining it forever. But every time I think I got everything put back together, I end up making more regrets, making more regrets. I'm worn out so easily. I wish I'd held it in so you never knew it built up inside of me. Now I don't know how it overflowed, spilled out unwillingly. But now everything that I learned to hate came out for you to see. I don't want you to promise you can change everything and make it better, cause you can bet I'm gonna end up ruining it forever. And every time you think you got everything put back together, I end up making more regrets.